Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. This is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's world, where love and play are interacting. So I'm trying to get us back on schedule. So today we're gonna have a story time. Grab the littles, grab the bigger littles, or whoever the case may be. Hey, some of the grown people, let's join in, gather around. We got two more new books on deck this evening. I love books. If you guys haven't noticed, I love books. I love children's books, but I love books, period. But I really do love children's books. So this evening, the first new book we'll be reading is entitled The Couch Potato. The author is Jory John and the illustrator is Pete Oswald. The Couch Potato. So let's see what The Couch Potato is all about. The artwork is really cute on the cover, I can tell you that. Let's see. The Couch Potato, written by Jory John, illustrated by Pete Oswald. I am a potato. Not a small potato like my brother. Not a sweet potato like my mother. Not a mashed potato like my Uncle Stew. I am a couch potato. Oh yeah, it's true. My favorite place to slouch is on the couch. I spend all my free time sitting in this exact spot. And he has his feet propped up on an ottoman, guys, with his little puppy potato watching him. Why would I ever leave this comfy, cozy couch? It's got everything a potato could need. See, I have this, which is his remote, and this, a yo-yo, and this, his game control, and one of these, a rickrack or a paddle ball, and those, his headphones, and this, popcorn, and that, little juice boxes, and these, his fuzzy bunny slippers. Oh, and this. Check it out. This button activates a gadget that fetches me snacks whenever I want. Bam! Impressed, and I don't have to move an inch. Much easier than going to the kitchen. If the most important thing in life was to be comfortable at all times, then I think I've got it all figured out. But wait, there's more. I haven't even revealed the absolute best part about my whole setup. Y'all, I wonder what it is. We're about to find out. It's everything you see in front of me. I have a look around. Have a look around. Take it all in. Pretty spectacular, right? Yeah, it's a sea of shimmering screens from wall to shining wall. What joy! What bliss! These screens feature my favorite shows. This screen has all my unanswered messages. These screens are where I play my video games. And this screen is a live stream of my friend, my best bud for life. This is how my pals and I spend quality time together. It's much easier than trying to meet up somewhere like folks did in the old days, that's for sure. Hey, Spuddy. Hey, Potato. Hey, Potato. Yes, from this very couch, I control everything in my life all the time with just a few taps and a couple of clicks. Not bad, eh? Yes, sirree, this is the life. At least, that's what I thought until the other day. This potato is too cute, y'all. Something strange happened. There was a knock at the door. It was a delivery. Whoosh. Woohoo! It was my newest device, a video camera that could allow me to watch myself react while I was watching all of my favorite shows. All I had to do was plug it in my kingdom would be complete. But suddenly, pew! Everything went dark. Look out, coming through. Whoops. Oh, whoop. I made it to the window, pulled back the curtain. The sun seemed brighter than I remembered. There was nothing better to do, so I decided to take my dog, Tater, for a walk outside. It had been a while. Everything was so vivid, like a high-resolution 156-inch curved screen, but even more realistic. Something smelled fresh. After a few moments, I realized that it was the air. I heard a noise, some chirps, a ringtone, perhaps. But no, I looked up to see some birds. I wandered down the street from block to block and across the neighborhood. Eventually, I found a park with a hill. There was a massive tree on top. It looked like a desktop background, only it was real neat. I leaned against the tree. It wasn't as comfortable as my couch, not even close. But after a while, it wasn't so bad. Any words about the power outage and what I might be missing drifted away. I wasn't thinking about my favorite shows or unanswered messages or anything else, really. I noticed the stillness, the view, the sky, the clouds, the sunset, and those colors, my goodness. It took a while because there was no fast forward option, but eventually the sun sank below the horizon. By the time I got home, the power was back on. I sat on the couch. I hit the button to brush my teeth. Scritch, scritch, scritch. I pulled the lever to change into my PJs. Bloop. I turned the knob to watch a bedtime story. Good night, Spud. Then I noticed my reflection in one of those screens. I wonder how much of my life has been spent in that very spot. And it was then and there that I made a decision to peel myself off the couch a bit more often. Maybe every day even. And so that's what I've done. I've started hanging out with my friends, my best buddies, outside. We've started biking and hiking and swimming and hiding and seeking. Sometimes we have snacks and play board games. Sometimes we talk all day. We might watch the clouds. There's no big plan. We just see what happens. It makes me wonder, what if I don't always need to be totally comfortable? What if I'm happier when I have a better balance between my gadgets and the world outside? Because it turns out that I'm more than just a couch potato. I'm an amusing potato. I'm a smart potato. I'm a kind potato. I'm an entertaining potato. And I'm a sit on a hill and watch the sunset potato. Yes, there's a great big world outside out there. And I want to be a part of it in person. But don't get me wrong, at the end of a long day, after I've run and play and talk and laugh with my friends, I still think it's awfully nice to slouch on the couch. And that's the end of the story. That was the couch potato, and I got this actually out at the book fair that was at my honey baby school a few weeks ago. So yeah, the couch potato. But I'm sure you can find it on Amazon, eBay, or your local bookstore. And so the next book that I'm getting ready to share with you guys, you already know it's a series book. Y'all know I love my children's series books. So this is one of the books out of the crayons, the series of crayons. This one is The Crayons Go Back to School. I love the crayons, y'all. I love the crayons. Okay, here we go. The Crayons Go Back to School. It's written by Drew Daywalt and it's illustrated by Oliver Jeffers. Summer's over and the crayons are going back to school. blue and beige, wave goodbye to the beach. See you next year. Goodbye, beach. Later, dudes. The night before the first day of school can be very exciting. What am I going to wear? And it's nice to see old friends. Oh my gosh, did you get taller? No, but you're looking marvelous. And make new friends too. Hi, I'm Chunky Taller Crayon. Hi Chunky, I'm Husky Taller Crayon. Oh wow, same last name. I wonder if we're related. And getting to work and getting back to work is fun. Purple Crayon loves math. 1 + 1 = 2. Goodness gracious me, math is always so nice and neat. Black Crayon loves writing. I'll start with an outline. White Crayon loves reading. Yellow and Orange Crayon loves science. Hey look, Jupiter's yellow and orange. Finally, something we can agree on. And they all are excited for art class, even if they make a mess. Actually, especially if they make a mess. Did someone say mess? And that's the end of the story. Okay, so that was the crayons. Go back to school. And I got this one off of Amazon. So that will be all for this evening. I will be back next Sunday with you guys. I just want to say I'm so happy to be able to share the podcast with you guys and be able to share stories and other episodes, different topics and things like that we'll be getting into with you guys. I hope that you guys enjoy listening and enjoy what I offer and what I bring to the table. But we're going to just go ahead and let you guys get ready, because I mean, this is the last, literally the last day of spring break. If we go back to school tomorrow, we go back to work tomorrow. So we're gonna let you guys sort of get settled in. If you were listening, good. If you're gonna listen later, or even if it's later on in the week, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, listen, like, share, and subscribe. We're also on YouTube with Interactive Nanny's World. Until next week, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, saying goodbye, signing off. I will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week. Be safe. Be productive. We're almost at the end as far as the school year. We got a few more weeks or so, but maybe about 6 more weeks, I think. But anyway, we'll talk to you guys next Sunday. Have a great one. Bye-bye.